Hello and welcome to Microsoft SQL Server application series. My name is Raman Sharma and I'm working with Microsoft Customer Services and Support Group. Today we will be talking about SQL Server application and introduction. The topics we will be covering in this presentation are: what is replication, why to use replication, replication model, components of SQL Server application, and types of replication. What is replication? Defining replication is easy. The basic idea is that you want to copy data from one server to another automatically or synchronize data from multiple servers. SQL Server application can do that for you. While the concept of replication is simple, several functions are involved, such as collecting the data, defining the conditions for moving the data, and finally moving the data. These functions can be installed on different servers or on the same system, but the processes they will use be the same regardless of where they are installed. Database replication is the frequent electronic copying data from a database in one computer or server to a database on another so that all the users share the same level of information. The result is a replicated database which is used or which the users can use or access data relevant to their task without interfering with the work of others. Why to use replication? SQL Server replication allow database administrators to distribute data to various servers throughout the organization. You may wish to implement replication in your organization for a number of reasons, such as load balancing, offline processing, and redundancy. Some examples of using replications with an application could be distributing data owned by a particular application to other applications that are consumers of the data. For example, sale record to reporting services, manufacturing stock levels to purchasing systems. Creating several instances of database to distribute load on it is also an example of using replications. Another example could be updating a central database with the information from a number of remote laptops that might only partially connected and to resynchronize the laptops. Other reasons may be separating OLTP applications from read-intensive applications such as online analytical processing, that is OLAP, database, data marts, or data warehouses. Also, when we think about SQL Server replication, there are other technologies available which one can use, for example, clustering, log shipping, or database mirroring, etc. So let's have a look at these technologies and compare them based on some of the important features. This is a tabular description of all these high availability solutions based on some of the important features. So let's have a look at these features based on each of the technology. The four technologies which we are comparing are clustering, log shipping, database mirroring, and replication. The very first feature we'll be talking about is latency. In clustering, it is not applicable. Reason being, in clustering, the database can be available only on one of the available nodes at a given point of time. In log shipping, the latency can be greater than 1 minute. In database mirroring, it can be less than a minute. But in replication, it is potentially as low as few seconds. Again, depending upon the way you have scheduled your agents. Does any of these technologies cause schema alteration to be made at the publisher? In clustering, as only one copy of database is available at a given point of time, so this feature is not applicable. In log shipping and mirroring, no, it does not cause any schema alteration to be made at the publisher. But in replication, if we are using a snapshot or plain transaction replication, it does not make any schema changes at the publisher. But if we are using any updatable subscribers like bidirectional transaction replication or a merge replication, then yes, it does alter the schema at the publisher database or the publisher tables. Does it causes schema alteration to be made at the subscriber? In clustering, log shipping, and mirroring, no. But in replication, possibly yes. It depends how you want your data to be moved at the subscriber. Does any of these high availability features require schema properties? In clustering, log shipping, and database mirroring, no. But in replication, And if you are using transaction replication, then yes, you need to have primary keys which are required for transaction table articles. How about selection of individual objects? In clustering, log shipping, and database mirroring, it is not possible. But in case of replication, yes, you can select individual or selective articles while setting up your publication. How about subscriber database, whether it is protected or not? In clustering, it is not applicable. But in log shipping and database mirroring, yes, it is protected. In replication, no, it is not protected. How about system database transfer? In clustering, the complete instance fails over from one node to the other. In log shipping, most of the data being transferred, including the system data. In database mirroring, yes, the complete database transfers. But in replication, no, there is no system data transfers from the publisher to the subscriber. Only the articles which you are selecting in the publication will be transferred. Can the subscriber server be used as reporting server? In clustering, no. In log shipping, it is not possible, but in database mirroring, it is possible if you create a database snapshot out of the mirror database. But in replication, yes, it is very much possible. Users can use the subscriber database for reporting purpose. How about automatic failover? In clustering and in mirroring, it is possible, but in log shipping and replication, it is not possible for automatic failover. So based on the table, we see that each technology has its own pros and cons, and you may have to take decision based on your requirement. With organizations supporting diverse hardware and software applications in distributed environments, it becomes necessary to store data redundantly. Moreover, different applications have different needs for autonomy and data consistency. Replication is a solution for a distributed data environment when you need to either copy or distribute data to one or more sites, or distribute copies of data on a scheduled basis, or distribute data changes to other servers. Now let's have a look at the replication model. Following are the main components of a SQL Server replication model. They are publisher, distributor, subscriber, agents, publications, articles, and last but not the least, subscriptions. So if we see, replication is a set of technology for copying and distributing data and database objects from one database to another, and then synchronizing between databases to maintain consistency. Using replication, you can distribute data to different locations and to remote or mobile users over local or wide area networks, dial-up connections, wireless connections, and the internet. Now let's talk about replication model. Replication uses a publication industry metaphor to represent the components in a replication topology. It is helpful to think of Microsoft SQL Server applications in terms of a magazine, in which a magazine is a publisher which produces one or more publications. A publication contains articles. The publisher either distributes the magazine directly to users or uses a distributor. And the subscribers receive publications to which they have subscribed with the help of the agents. So replication technology defines the relationship between servers and copies of data and clarifies the logic that determines how data flows between servers. Now if we look at the components of SQL Server replication in detail, let's have a look at publisher first of all. So the publisher is a database instance that makes data available to other locations through replication. The publisher can have one or more publications, each defining a logically related set of objects and data to replicate. Any given replication schema may have one or more publisher. The next one is a distributor. The distributor is a database instance that acts as a store for replication specific data associated with one or more publisher. Each publisher is associated with a single database known as distribution database at the distributor. The distribution database stores replication status data, metadata about the publication, and acts as a queue for data moving from publisher to the subscriber. In many cases, a single database server instance acts as both publisher and distributor. This is known as a local distributor. When the publisher and distributor are configured on separate database servers, the distributor is known as a remote distributor. At a given point of time, a publisher can have only one distributor. The next component of SQL Server replication is a subscriber. A subscriber are database servers that wish to receive updates from the publisher when data is modified. Data can be updated at the subscriber in case of merge replication or in case of updatable transactional subscriptions. The next component is SQL Server replication agents. Replication uses a number of standalone programs called agents to carry out the task associated with tracking changes and distributing data. By default, replication agent run as job scheduled under SQL Server agent, and SQL Server agent must be running for the jobs to run. Replication agent can also be run from the command line and by applications that use replication management objects, that is RMO. Replication agents can be administered from SQL Server Replication Monitor and SQL Server Management Studio. There are different type of replication agent being used depending upon the type of replication we have set. They are snapshot agent, log reader agent, distribution agent, merge agent, and queue reader agent. We will be talking about these agents in detail in coming up videos as and when they are being used. The next component of SQL Server replication is a publication. A publication contains one or more articles. It can be tables, store procedures, views, etc., which needs to be moved to the subscriber server. A publication resides on the publisher server and can be altered at a later stage as well. This activity may require regeneration of snapshot depending upon the changes we are making in the publication. Next is articles. An article identifies a database object that is included in a publication. A publication can contain different types of articles including tables, views, store procedure, and other objects. When tables are published as articles, filters can also be used to restrict the columns and rows of the data sent to the subscribers. You can also choose which column you need to replicate to the subscriber while choosing the articles during publication creation. The next component of SQL Server replication is a subscription. A subscription is a request for a copy of publication to be delivered to a subscriber. The subscription defines what publication will be received, where, and when. There are two types of subscriptions, push and pull, which we will be discussing in later parts of this replication series. Now let's talk about the different types of replication we have in SQL Server. The very first and the basic replication we have in SQL Server is a snapshot replication. The snapshot replication processes provides the initial synchronization for transactional and merge publication. However, in several cases, this initial synchronization is all that is necessary. This will include circumstances where data hardly changes or if the latest version of the data is not essential for the subscribers, where the amount of data is small, or if a large number of changes takes place rapidly. Snapshot replication involves copying of article that make up publication. Normally, if they already exist at the subscriber, they are overwritten. Though this behavior can be changed, snapshot replication is most expensive in terms of overhead and network traffic and only takes place at intervals. Because logs are held during snapshot replication, this can impact other users of the subscriber database. It is therefore more suitable for static data and enumerations. Data changes are not tracked for snapshot replication. Each time a snapshot is applied, it completely overwrites the existing data. The next type of replication is transactional replication. A transaction replication distributes data in one direction, but transaction replication does offer options that allow updates at the subscriber. Once a snapshot replication has synchronized the subscriber with the publisher, all committed transactions on the publisher are then propagated to the subscribers in sequence via distributed transactions. One can select a queued, updatable, or immediate depending upon the requirement. A transaction replication can be of two types. These are peer-to-peer transaction replication and bidirectional transaction replication. A peer-to-peer transaction replication provides a scale-out and high availability solution by maintaining copies of the data across multiple server instances, also referred as nodes. Built on the foundation of transaction replication, peer-to-peer replication propagates transactionally consistent changes in near real time. This enables applications that require scale-out of read operations to distribute the reads from clients across multiple nodes. Because data is maintained across the nodes in near real time, peer-to-peer replication provides data redundancy, which increases the availability of data. The next is bidirectional transaction replication, which is a specific transaction replication topology that allows two servers to exchange changes with each other. Each server publishes data and then subscribes to a publication with the same data from the other server. The loopback detection parameter of SP underscore add subscription, which is a transSQL statement, is set to true to ensure that changes are only sent to the subscriber and do not result in change being sent back to the publisher. Transaction replication tracks changes through the SQL Server transaction log. The next type of replication is a merge replication. Merge replication allows various sites to work autonomously and later merge updates into a single uniform result. Merge replication is complex but provides the means to implement part of a high availability system, as well as its original purpose of serving mobile and disconnected users. It is designed for cases where the publishers are not in constant communication with the subscriber. After the initial snapshot synchronization, subsequent changes are tracked locally with triggers, and the databases are merged when in contact, using a series of rules to resolve all possible conflicts. To make this possible, each subscriber requires a different partition of data, and there has to be a set of rules to determine how every conflict that takes place in the update of the data is detected and resolved. These conflicts occur when the data is merged because there can be no locking. And so, the same data may have been updated by the publisher and by more than one subscriber at a given point of time. Merge replication does not use transaction. Merge replication uses a set of conflict resolution rules to deal with all the problems that occur when two databases alter the same data in different ways before updating the subscribers with a consensus version. It normally works on a row-by-row basis but can group rows or related information into a logical record. One can specify the order in which articles are processed during synchronization. So, merge replication tracks changes through triggers and metadata tables. So, that's all for today about SQL Server replication and introduction. In our next video, we will be discussing about how to configure a publisher, distributor, and a subscriber. And also, we will be looking at a demo to set up a snapshot replication. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this video, please do let us know. Thank you very much.